My brothers and sisters, when a person passes away, leaving behind some wealth, the estate of the deceased needs to be sorted out in a way that creates comfort and not a disaster. So remember, there will be orphans, there will be widows, there will be boys and girls, brothers and sisters, children, sons and daughters, whoever it may be, subhanAllah. Allah warns us about that wealth, and Allah says, solve the matter, sort it out with justice, and don't cheat or deceive anyone. Also, don't unnecessarily delay. Any of these things would actually cause a huge disaster in your home. It would drive people away from each other. It would split the relationships within the broader family. Remember, if you want to please Allah, you will definitely have to do as Allah has instructed. And if you do that, you will achieve a lot of comfort, and you will even protect yourselves from falling into a crisis in the first place. And this is why Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, which is a surah that is named after the women, He mentions all the laws of inheritance in great detail in this surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَىٰ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ. And give the orphans their wealth. Now when Allah is instructing you, it means it's supposed to happen quickly. Allah says, give them their wealth. And don't cheat them. Don't eat their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't swap their wealth that is good with yours that is not so good. If they have something and it's really a good thing, and because they're young, because they're vulnerable, women, girls, the daughters, the orphans, the young, because they don't know so much about the wealth that is left behind, many people tend to cheat them. They deceive them. They delay giving them their wealth. They find it very difficult to let go. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us all in this regard, and He actually names the surah of the women, to ensure that you did not maltreat them. This is part of the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want goodness, you need to ask yourself, am I doing something wrong? If you're in a crisis, if you have a major issue in your life, the first question you need to ask yourself always is, am I on the right page in my relationship with Allah? If not, what am I doing wrong? Have I harmed someone? Have I oppressed someone? Have I wronged someone? Did I steal someone's wealth? Primarily, the orphans and the widows. Those are categories of people who are taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. He personally ensures that they will be taken care of. And therefore, anyone who oppresses them, who does wrong to them, they will never have comfort in their lives in the long term, and at times even in the short term.